Hi there, and welcome to 5 Steps to Finding and Following Your Passion. I'm Henry, and I'll be your pilot for this journey. So, I've helped people find and follow their passion since 2009, and I've been doing this myself, living an unconventional life, doing work I love, since 2002. I've discovered what works in the real world and what doesn't. I've tried many different systems, many different methods out there, and most of them don't work. Not for me, and not for the people I've helped. Finding and following your passion comes down to one simple thing: following your excitement. Now, what does that mean? That's what you'll discover as you keep listening. So what you're about to learn can be applied to finding your dream career, starting a business, or simply living a fulfilling life. Knowing how to find and follow your purpose is a core skill that'll benefit you in all areas of your life. It has certainly made a profound difference in my own life. It's helped me deal with adversity, confusion, and uncertainty. It helps me remain calm under pressure, and I have a stronger sense of confidence in myself, and I trust and enjoy life more. And all of this leads to me being more creative, more successful, and more satisfied. Why? Because I'm more relaxed. And the more relaxed I am, the more open I am to the opportunities in front of me. So with all that said, are you ready to discover the first step? Let's begin. Step one in finding and following your passion is to define your passion. If you believe that following your passion means living a problem-free life, you're in for a rough ride. Life doesn't work like that. There will always be challenges, and you may be confused from time to time, even when you're following your passion. My definition of passion is to follow what interests me to the best of my ability. That's it. Following what interests me has taught me that life has both ups and downs. Even though I'm doing work I love, I still run into challenges. Living your passion isn't about eliminating all problems. It's about embracing what life brings and following your inner navigational system. When you do that, you align yourself to your purpose. So, what expectations do you have? What is your image of living a passionate and fulfilling life? Because there is no perfect passion, there is no perfect life, there is simply the life you have. We're all human, and as humans, we experience everything between misery and euphoria. Following your passion doesn't mean that you're on fire every single day. This is not about constant intense desire. It's about noticing what feels magnetic to you and where life is nudging you. Yet it all starts with taking a hard look at your definition of passion, because if you expect rainbows and unicorns, you'll forever think you're cursed to live a life without passion when that isn't the case. So, in each step, I'll cover one or more questions that you can explore for deeper clarity. And I recommend you pause this recording here and maybe take out a pen and paper and explore the following questions. So, what is your definition of passion? What image do you have in your head about what passion should be? So it's important that you explore your definitions and your images and preconceptions about passion, because that's going to hold you back if you think following your passion and finding your passion is one way, when in fact it's something completely different. Step number two is to identify obstacles. Just the other day, I had a client come to me because she didn't know what interest to focus on. So she had many passions and she was confused. As I continued talking to her, we dove deeper into what she liked and didn't like. And I noticed one topic in particular that made her come alive. It was a topic about overcoming emotional abuse. She wanted to share her discoveries and help others. But she was held back. She didn't see herself as someone who shared her story with the world. And often, you know what you want to pursue. You know what you're excited about. But you're held back by your doubts and fears. So you think you can't do what you want to do. And then you settle for something less. And you end up being bored or just dissatisfied with life. And I'm not immune to this. I constantly notice how I hold myself back, yet I keep taking tiny steps forward. And while there are obstacles in your life and in my life and in everyone's lives, there's no need to try and force progress. Things happen in their natural timing, and if you push, you end up exhausted, confused, and distraught. I notice where life is going, what's coming to me, and what feels magnetic. I pay attention to the seasons of my life and I do my best to follow them. So once again, here are your questions to explore for this step. Please pause the recording and explore these questions. So the first question, what are you most afraid of when it comes to following your passion? And then, what would you do if fear, doubt, and worry wasn't an issue? Step number three is to follow the breadcrumbs. And do you want to know the really good news? You don't have to be clear about what your passion is in order to follow your passion. All you have to do is follow the breadcrumbs that life leaves out for you. Now, what do I mean? I've gone through periods where nothing seemed to be happening. In fact, things seemed to be falling away. I used to worry during these times. And don't get me wrong, I still have thoughts of worry, but the difference is that I don't take them so seriously. I know that something always comes along. It could be an email, a comment, a book, an invitation, or a question. Life knows who I am. Life knows where I am. Life knows what I'm ready to do, and all I have to do is stay open. No pushing, no forcing, no worrying, just doing the best I can with what I have. So notice what life is bringing you. What are the themes in your life right now? What feels magnetic? What's pulling you? Following the breadcrumbs comes down to following what's interesting to you. You don't have to know where you're going. You just have to know what resonates with you in this moment. Even if you don't know what your passion is, there is still something you're interested in. Start there, start small, have fun. So here are your questions. Again, pause the recording and write down and explore. Because when you do this, you'll have more clarity and you'll move that much quicker towards living a passionate life. So, the questions, look at your life, notice the themes. What's interesting to you? Is it a course, a book, a place, a walk in nature, or to simply rest? What breadcrumbs has life left out for you? Now we come to step four, which is about embracing uncertainty. Whether you've found your passion or not, you'll be dealing with uncertainty for the rest of your life. Uncertainty in and of itself is not a problem. The problem is how you perceive it, how you relate to uncertainty. You can see it as something to be avoided, or you can see it as an opportunity, something exciting you get to experience. Because you're equipped to handle uncertainty. You have a navigational system within you. Your mind may be confused, but your body knows where to go. So what do I mean? I follow the breadcrumbs, I notice what my body resonates with, and that's what I explore. I take tiny steps toward what my body is drawn to at a deeper level. Uncertainty is a thought in your head, because life is always uncertain, whether you follow your passion or not. It all comes down to how you view uncertainty. Thoughts come and go. They hold no power unless you give them power by focusing on them and taking them seriously. Just because your mind tells you that something is wrong doesn't make it so. Your mind is great for researching, comparing, and sharing things with others, but it's not built to run your life. Embracing uncertainty means seeing that while your mind may be afraid, you don't have to be. You're larger than your mind. You are the awareness that surrounds it. And we come to the questions, or just one question, which is, how could you embrace uncertainty and learn to trust your inner navigational system? So pause the recording, contemplate that, write it down, explore it, and then come back. Step 5 is about trust, learning to trust life. Because I've been following the breadcrumbs for over a decade, I've begun to see the cycles and patterns at work in my life. I've lived through many ups and downs, and I now trust that life has its own timing. I don't try to paddle upstream. Instead, I relax. I enjoy the scenery, and I do the best I can. My life unfolds naturally, and I notice that the harder I try, the more exhausted I become. And I'm not telling you to suddenly start trusting life. This is a process, and maybe you trust life just 0.01% more today than yesterday. And that's enough. We're on a never-ending journey, forever growing and exploring. The more you fall in love with all of life, the more fun you'll have. All you have to do is what you can with what you have. And that means following the breadcrumbs to the best of your ability. And that's enough, because nothing else is possible. Don't worry if you haven't found the perfect passion. Don't worry if you're doing things right, because you're doing the best you can. And mistakes are often our best teachers. Going through tough times have been some of the most enlightening of my life. And you don't know if something bad leads to something good. You never know. All you can do is live your life and follow the breadcrumbs as best you can. So here's your last set of questions. Do you notice the patterns and seasons in your life? How could you experiment with trusting life just 0.01% more? So let's wrap things up. In this report, you've received a taste of how I live my passion. And if you resonate with what you've just heard, I suggest you join my newsletter if you haven't already, because on my newsletter, I share more about these topics. I share my latest discoveries and the latest developments in my life and business. So to sign up for my newsletter, just come to wakeupcloud.com and you'll find it there. So, a brief summary of what we just covered. We started by looking at the definition of your passion and how important it is to look at your definition, because your definitions run your life. Then we looked at step number 2, which was about looking at the obstacles or your fears. So what are you truly afraid of? Because your fears hold you back from doing what you truly want to do. And your fears are simply thoughts that you can notice, and you don't have to take them so seriously. Step number 3 was about noticing the breadcrumbs and seeing that life brings you things, and you can just follow the clues. Step number 4 was about challenging your thoughts and embracing uncertainty, seeing that uncertainty isn't the problem, but how you perceive it and how you relate to it. Step number 5 was about trusting life, and the fact that you can start to trust life because you have an inner navigational system. And when you follow this, you'll be living your passion, you'll be living your purpose. And the longer you do this, the more fulfilled you'll feel. And that's it for this time. If you need any help in finding and following your passion, I'm always available for one-on-one work. And remember, this report was just a taste of what my material is like. I couldn't fit everything in here. So if you're interested in more, remember to subscribe to my newsletter on my website at wakeupcloud.com. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me. This is Henry, signing out. Bye for now.